This is the second time I've been in Courtney, and just about a year ago. It's really nice to be back. There's going to be a lot of people with the message. It's happening now, all over the world. Everybody is heading towards the divine being. They're turning round. They're facing inwardly instead of outwardly. There's a lot of people who have to change. Change beliefs. We'll have to change our beliefs in the churches. Because they're lost too. They're in the past. The words that Jesus Christ spoke are perfect, absolute perfection, but they are lost because we've written Bibles, mankind has put his own mind into it and lost it. Now there are men coming who are going to direct everybody back inside. And to direct people back inside is the only way, the only way, that will ever have harmony in this world. And this harmony includes pollution, people starving to death, people killing each other, people robbing each other, so on and so forth, countries fighting. There is no way, there is absolutely no way in the world can peace and harmony come to the world via our conscious minds. There is no government in the world, there is no person in the world smart enough to do it, because there is no answer. There is no answer from outside. But if we travel inside and start to realize that all life is a conscious state, and as we get into this divine state, the world will change round about you. As the world starts to change round about you, you go into the harmony of happiness, tranquility, peace, love, understanding. Put them all together, and it's what the Bible calls God. Because God is the purest of love. And only this love can solve the world's population problems. All the world problems. It's the only way. They can try 10 million ways outside, and all they'll be doing is carrying on the illusion in another form. You must raise the level of consciousness of mankind to find his happiness. Jesus Christ tried it. He raised the level of consciousness of people. This is why they healed themselves. Because as he raised their level of consciousness, they became in harmony with the rest of the world and with their inner self. And when this happens, your sicknesses vanish. You can pay your debt off to society within a second. Instead of hanging on to silly, petty, stupid sicknesses to keep us in our place, when you find how beautiful life is, you don't need them. You become free. The only freedom that exists in the world is in your inner self via a conscious state. Because all life is a conscious state. There is nothing outside. These words don't make sense to you. They're not meant to. Because there is no words can explain it. You can only explain it as close as possible, as simply as possible, and the simpler the better. So I tried to explain it, but it doesn't turn out right. Because it's not the words you've got to hear. It's what's beyond the word. And this comes as an experience. It comes as a direct experience from hearing. Not listening. Hearing. Which is a totally different thing. Because when you truly hear, you get a new experience. You raise your level of consciousness. The higher your guide is speaking, the better it is for you. The simple reason, if you hear him when he's speaking high, that's exactly what you're going to do, is go high. If you talk about petty things like politics, things like this, I've already told you, you'll never solve the problem. Not until you go inside, then you change the world. Because the world is inside you. It really is. Everything is inside you right now. All your happiness that you've ever wanted, all the joy you ever wanted, all the money you ever wanted, all the health you ever wanted, all the security you ever wanted, it's all inside you. Religion as we know religion. If I sound religious, I apologize. I may be talking about the spiritual side of life, which is the true reality of life. But I'm not talking religion, as you know religion. I don't want any dogmas, rituals, or anything else. This makes us blind. We get caught up in dogmas, rituals, clothes, beliefs, and it blinds us from the truth. It really does. Makes us as blind as bats. And yet we swear our eyes are open. See, I know what's going on. I can hear. You hear according to your level of consciousness. Everybody hears differently, according to the level of consciousness. And everybody hears to perfection. What you say your truth is perfect truth for you. What you say your truth is perfect truth for you. And what I say my truth is perfect truth for me. This is harmony. This is allowing everybody the privilege of being God. And that's exactly what you should allow everybody. Because everybody is God. And God is the energy of all things. Not a name. Not a name. Take the word and throw it away. Just a name. It's the energy of all things. And when you say all things, it must include you. Your very thought, your very being, your very soul. Nothing can be separated from this energy. And because nothing can be separated from this energy, it's a whole. So therefore, you are the whole. You are God. Your microscopic part of the whole, once again, you're a microscopic part of the whole, but because nothing can escape the whole, you are the whole. And it's your birthright to find this out. Then you can let the energy of all things carry you from now to eternity. Let it do the work. In the Bible, this is what we'd say, submitting yourself to God. Submitting yourself to the inner self. Then, says, true self. Same thing. But they all agree, it's inside. And that's the only place you can get the answer. You can't solve the world problems outside. But if you go inside, just the brave ones go inside, just the courageous ones, the ones with courage, they go inside and they find the truth. And once they find this truth, they have no other choice but to spread it. Because as they spread it, it takes them further on their journey. Because to give love is to take love. Because it never leaves the source. True love never leaves the source. Because it's just love. There's no ties. There's no strings. It's just giving true love is allowing that person to be God. This is why Jesus Christ said, judge not, lest ye be judged. We all judge because we think we know who we are. We all judge because we think we're smart. We all judge because we think we're different. It's a big ego trip. All life is an ego trip. And yes, it's one big ego trip. That I'm better than you are. Eh? I know more than you do. There is not one man in the world, if you really got into his inner soul, you wouldn't have one fraction of information less than the entire world put together. It'd be the information in every computer in the world. It would be the computer. This is how deep it goes. This is what's ahead of everybody that starts going inside. It's beauty beyond the wildest imagination. It's like the Bible, just, the Bible's got the answers, but it's the people that's lost. Somewhere along the line, we've got to get everybody together again. It has to be one religion. And that one religion is to go inside, that's all. No Catholics, Protestants, Jews, Hindus, Sikhs, Japanese, so on, so forth. That's all separations. They're all separating each other from the one basic principle of life, God. And they don't see it. This is why we're in trouble. Because we're all going farther and farther away from our very being. It really is. You know, I used to be an atheist, so I thought. And if anybody talked to me like this, I'd have said, that man's body is a hurrah. I really would have. But believe me. And also, I would have heard that man talking theory. Belief. His belief against my belief. But this is not belief. It's not theory. It's absolute. I can't even say positive fact because that'd be adding to it. It's just absolute. That place does exist. And it's in our heads. And all we have to do is listen. And that's the beautiful thing about it. You don't have to do anything to get it. You don't have to go to workshops. You don't have to go and sit in the corner for hours. You don't have to diet. You don't have to go to the other side of the world. You really don't. All you have to do is nothing. Then you've found it. You don't even think. This is why people sit to meditate, so all those thoughts can go away. get the thoughts out of their head. Let something new come in. Listen to truth and it'll happen. It'll happen. If you want it to happen, but you are always, always, always the master. You will never go anywhere you don't have to, or you don't want to. When you're ready to go inside to meet your own Creator, you'll go. This is why people go to psychiatrists, to find out what's wrong with them, what makes them tick, why they're in trouble. This is why people go to workshops, therapy groups, to go many, many different ways to try and get this secret. But these are all outside certies.
If you spoke at the end of your first half about taking on responsibility for so much, for everything in the world, well, how far do you go in material direction for doing that?
Tom,
I wouldn't expect you to give all the money away to all the places you need it and all the food away, right? Because you would be some kind of an end.
Or would you? Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to watch that. You know, when I say responsibility, see, I hear you say that I'm not trying to change the world. This is a totally different thing when I say responsibility. As a matter of fact, you've got to even start taking the responsibility of picking your body. Now people say, wow, now how's that possible? Because I didn't pick my body. How could I possibly pick my body? But you're not hearing me. I'm not saying you. I'm saying the inner you. When I've been talking tonight, I haven't been talking to anybody. I really haven't. There hasn't been one person here that's been separating my talk. Because everything I'm talking about, everybody is included. And when I say I take the responsibility for the world, I really mean it. If there's any negativity in the world, I'm just as responsible as anybody else. I know I picked my body. I know I picked my life. I know everybody in here picked a body, picked a life. But I'm not talking about you as an ego, as a person. I'm talking about your inner self. And this is what you must do. You must go from the mind to the inner self to find the secret of life. And as you go further in, you start taking responsibility. Until eventually you take responsibility for all things. It's really simple. Don't you see how simple it is? If you take the responsibility for everything in the world, there's nothing else to take the responsibility for. So there's no hassle. Life is perfect. It really is. All life is perfect the way it is. But that's on a divine observation. To the mind, it isn't perfect. It's in a hell of a mess. So this is what we've got to do, is fix this hell of a mess, to put it in simple terms. And the way you can fix it, the only way you can fix it, is to go inside and find this inner self, this inner peace, this inner calm, what they call the Tao, it, the nameless one, just a feeling. Then it's beyond a feeling. It just is. You just know it is because it is, right? And everything is because it is. And this is total freedom. It's total love. It's total tranquility. It's total understanding. It's freedom.
Can I go further? Is that going to help the people that are suffering as well? Or as Jesus said, will we always have it fall with us?
We will always have it. Like, can I put it this way, to answer your question? 2 years ago, just over 2 years ago, I was so concerned with the world, you wouldn't believe. I was into unions, fighting with the bosses, so-and-so governments, Vietnam, race discrimination. Every one of them got me so uptight. Those other guys doing all this to those poor people. About the people starving throughout the world. And I was uptight all the time. I was sick through it. Huh? This is what made me sick. Because all my worries, all my stress, thinking about the rest of the world. Now when I found this little secret, things changed. Because I started to realize there was nothing out there at all. That all the secret and all the happiness lies inside. Now since that time, I am sure, absolutely sure, I have done more in the past year for humanity than I would have done in 10 million years of the old Sid Banks. And anybody that's ever heard, really heard, they too have started to change the world. Because everybody they talk to changes. People are changing very rapidly. Their health has been changing. Mysteriously, so-called mysteriously, the sicknesses have been vanishing. This is how I can answer that. Once again, you can't solve the problem outside. You must go inside and each individual soul in the universe must find his own utopia. Then when he finds it, then he comes out in full blossom and gives all this love and all this knowledge to change the level of consciousness of the universe. And this is the only way you'll ever have peace on Earth.